Time, most definitely Earth. As to the year, quite. What is wrong with the chronometer? I have no idea. Oh, dear.
Well, I suppose we'll just have to go and take a look.
Are we quite sure it's safe?
Are we ever?
I'm sure it's fine. I'll open the doors.
Don't rush, child.
Mind out. I'll go first. We're in an alleyway. Give him his due. By luck or judgment, he knows how to park inconspicuously. I can hear fighting. In the street. I'm not sure we should...
Ian!
What's happening?
It's Ian. He's been shot. Quickly, Grandfather, quickly!
Shot? Oh, dearie me. Yes. Oh, poor Chesterton. An extremely narrow escape, I say. Quickly, help me carry him back to the TARDIS.
He needs a doctor, a proper one.
I am perfectly capable, Miss Wright. He's extremely lucky. The bullet just grazed his temple. Look, purely a superficial wound. A fraction to the right, however.
Oh, Ian.
He'll be perfectly all right, but we'll have to. To manage. We don't want to get involved in whatever's going on here.
You! Kid! You're under arrest!
Get off me!
Susan!
Unhand her, son!
Back off! All of you, just back off!
Kid, put the girl down.
Nah, don't think I will. Stay back! Come any closer and I'll break her neck!
Grandmother!
Don't follow me! You follow me and she dies!
Please! There's no need for this.
Stay back, old fella.
Take your hands off me. That's my granddaughter.
Precisely why you should stay back. The Mad Boars gang don't make idle threats.
Nobody follows. If you do, you know what will happen.
But you can't just let him take her.
We'll handle it.
As you've handled the rest of this affair. Seems to me you're just chasing around the streets like children playing games.
Hardly that. What's happened to your friend?
He's been shot. He needs medical help.
Well, he'll get it. Just keep out of our way. Perkins, Clancy, with me.
Oh, Susan, my dear girl.
You're not going after them.
Of course I am.
Let the police do their job for Susan's sake. They'll get her back. They know who they're dealing with.
I don't know, but perhaps you're right. Oh, Susan.
You're hurt.
You'll be hurt too unless you do as you're told. Now help me.
But you need a doctor.
Yeah, right. What I need is some bandages and a stiff drink. Just give me your arm and keep moving.
We're in New York.
Is that so? Possibly.
It's written on the side of the police vans. Do you still call it a van when it's pulled by horse? Oh, it hardly matters.
Chesterton will be fine, Miss Wright. Do stop fussing.
Fussing? He was shot.
And they all but missed. A couple of stitches and a lie down. That's all he needs. It's Susan I'm worried about.
And you think I'm not?
I'm sorry. But of course you are. I know that. I'm just...
I know. We'll get her back, I'm sure of it. She's a strong girl. She knows what she's doing.
Gunshot wound, is it?
It only grazed him.
Yep, so it did. Probably looking at a concussion, though. We'll get him over to the Presbyterian. Lacey! Get a stretcher over here!
You'd better go with them. I'll find Susan, then join you there.
Are you sure?
Of course, of course.
Can I come with you to the hospital?
Well, we'll be tight for space, but sure you can. Well, come on if you're coming.
Are you sure you'll be all right, Doctor?
Miss Wright, I'm perfectly capable of dealing with the police. You, sir, what are you doing about my granddaughter?
My men are in pursuit. We'll round them up in time, sir.
In time? That may be precisely what Susan doesn't have.
He won't hurt her if she does as she's told.
Oh, such confidence. I only wish I shared it.
We know what we're doing, sir.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Look, it would be a lot easier if you left me to deal with it. You're worried. I get it. But she'll be fine for now.
Of all the idiotic things to say, well, if you refuse to do your job, I'll do it for you. I'll find her myself.
I do not advise that, sir.
And how do you propose to stop me, eh?
Fine. O'Brien, take this one with you, too. You can have a night in the cells to cool off.
You can't do that.
I'm doing you a favor. Leave it to us.
Take your hands off me. I haven't done anything. Much like you, idiots. This is a disgrace. This is absolutely intolerable. I haven't got time for this nonsense. Release me this instant. I must find my granddaughter.
That the girl who got grabbed?
Indeed it is. And who might you be?
Your best bet of finding her again.
I'd find that much easier to believe were you not also locked up. What, pray, makes you such a good man to help me?
The guy who took her was my kid brother.
Please sit down. You are making me tired just watching you.
Sorry. A good friend of mine is being seen by the doctor and, well...
You are nervous. I understand this. You were caught in the gunfight.
Yes. Someone shot a gun and, well, whatever or whoever they were aiming for, they missed. They hit my friend instead. The bullet only grazed him. He should be fine. You?
Like your friend. I stood in the wrong place at the wrong time. When they ran, I was knocked over. My leg is broken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Barbara.
Rosalita. It is good to meet you. Actually, forgive me, but it is not. I did not wish to be here and in so much pain. Those gang boys, they are supposed to look out for us, and yet look what happens.
Look out for you?
Nobody else does, not if you leave it 5 points. Oh, they say they have cleaned it up and it is better. Yes, I suppose it is better. But we are still the slums. We are still the people they like to forget.
And the gangs help.
When they're not fighting with one another. For years, they were the only security we had. The police forces weren't interested. Nobody was. So all we had to keep our streets safe, our people safe, were the gangs. Now it is changing. The police, they visit now. And the gangs, well, they do not know what they're for anymore.
They've lost their purpose.
Purpose? I do not know any of us has that. Getting food on the table and another day done. That is purpose. Different where you come from, eh?
England? Yes.
I wasn't talking about the country, I was talking about money. You are not poor, I think?
Well, I... No, I suppose I'm not.
I'm not judging you. Your man is shot, just as my leg is broken. Life does not care about money. Not always.
Is there anything I can do to help? With your leg, I mean.
Not unless you can strap it up. I wish they would be quicker. I only left my home to get some food. My boy will be missing me.
Your boy?
My son, Josef. I have left him with the Grimaldis next door, so he will be all right, but I said I would only be an hour.
I'm sure your friends will take good care of him. They must know you wouldn't just abandon him.
I am a good mother.
I'm sure you are. That was my point. I'm sure they know it too.
Miss Wright?
Yes.
Mr. Chesterton is awake.
How is he?
Argumentative, but well. He'll need rest. He has severe concussion. But the bullet did no lasting damage.
Can I see him?
Please do. Maybe you can convince him to do as the doctor tells him.
He never was very good at that.
You need to get us some food.
Why should I help you?
Because I'll hurt you if you don't.
I'm not sure I believe you.
Don't mess with me, girl.
You're not really going to hurt me.
No?
No.
No.
I've met enough bullies in my time. You're not one.
I'm not. I was lying when I said I'd kill you if they followed me. I was just scared, and I don't even carry a weapon. But you're still gonna help me.
Really?
Yeah, really.
And what makes you think that?
I've met enough bleeding hearts in my time.
I should just take you to the police.
You could try, but I won't let you. You're right. I'm not gonna hurt you, but I'll do whatever I have to stay out of jail.
Even if it means bleeding to death on the street?
Yeah. But it ain't gonna come to that. I've had worse than this. Some guy just got lucky is all.
Got lucky?
Look, are you gonna help me or not? Great. Just what I need.
Come on. Let's find somewhere safe and dry, and I'll see about some bandages.
And food?
We'll see.
How'd you get? And mind me now, no funny business. Me and the boys are all for a decent fight most days, but not in this weather.
Oh, this is inexcusable. Do you really intend to follow through with your absurd threat to imprison me?
He doesn't get tired of hot air, this one, does he? Get in the station house, old-timer, before you catch pneumonia.
Old-timer? Old-timer? Of all the insolence, you should treat me with some respect. I'll have you know, sir, I have been a guest at many of the royal houses of the world. Why, I have played backgammon with the Emperor of China himself.
Whatever you've been drinking, I wish you'd left a few sips of it. It'd keep the cold out. Get inside and sleep it off.
Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable.
Come on, just do as you're told. Argue won't get you anywhere.
Never in all my years have I had to tolerate such behavior and inebriate me. I fully intend to file the stiffest possible complaint. I'll have the man's uniform.
Why, you sure as hell showed them.
Thank you, young man. Your sarcasm is equally helpful.
The name's Daniel. Daniel Ellis. And you are?
Oh, call me the doctor. Most people do.
Do they now? Fine. The doctor it is.
This is simply absurd. I can't be locked up in here.
It's just for the night. Could be worse. In fact, I've had worse. There was...
Yes, fascinating, I'm sure. But while I'm stuck in here, your brother still has Susan.
Yeah, and he will look after her. I told you.
Well, he showed precious little sign of that when kidnapping her.
He panicked. The police, he didn't want to be...
Sitting where we are now, yes, I'm fully aware of his motivations. I fail to see how they're in the least reassuring.
He's a good kid.
A wanted criminal and a master of the Wild Bear Gang. You must be very proud.
The Mad Boars. I used to be a member myself.
Used to be?
When I was growing up. I went there today hoping to keep Patrick away, but, you know, he's young, headstrong. He don't always do as he's told. You know what kids are like.
Perhaps I do.
But he's not a criminal. He just wants to belong, you know. It's a hard city for someone young. You feel like you have no future. No way of getting ahead. With the gang, you feel stronger. Part of something big. You have family.
He already has family. Perhaps they should try harder.
He has me. That's all. Our folks are dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. Cholera. Not long after Patrick was born. Nearly lost him, too.
How old were you?
10.
A child?
No. Not after that.
The authorities didn't help?
Of course not. Half the rich folks were convinced the cholera was punishment on the immoral and the damned. By which they meant the poor. It's getting better, slowly. The place is getting cleaned up some. But back then, we were another world.
A child of 10 raising a baby brother with nobody to help.
Nobody but the gangs. The mad boars looked after us.
Why did you leave?
I guess I felt I'd outgrown them. Needed to stand on my own 2 feet. Figured maybe we don't need the gangs no more. You know? We should never have needed them.
But Patrick isn't as convinced.
It's everything to him. It's all he's known. One day, he'll grow out of it. If he gets the chance.
Well, for his sake, I hope so. In the meantime, I also hope he looks after Susan as well as you say. She can be somewhat headstrong, too.
He'll be keeping low. They won't get in any trouble.
Hey! Come back here!
Run, Susan! Run!
Patrick!
Run!
Those thieves!
Under the fire escape, it's dry. We needed food. Besides, it wasn't just bread. I've got all sorts in my pockets. They didn't even notice.
They did in the end. You didn't have to steal it.
They don't give it away, girl. And I ain't got money. Besides, you took the bandages, didn't you?
Oh, in the panic, I forgot I was still holding them.
I'm glad you did. Running's torn my wound open, I think. Eesh, that's sore.
I'm taking the bandages back.
Don't be stupid. What do you think they'll do? Thank you and say everything's okay? They'll drag you to the police as soon as you walk in. Besides, I need them. Look at my side. My shirt's stuck to me.
You need a doctor.
Well, I ain't gonna get one. All I've got is you. So are you gonna help me or not?
Yes.
Come on then. I know a place close by where we can lay low.
Ian.
Barbara, good. You can help me get out of here.
Stay still. The doctor said you need to rest. You have a concussion.
Oh, rubbish. I'll be fine in a minute. We can't stay here. Where are the doctor and Susan?
Susan is... She was taken.
Taken?
By one of the gang members.
And I'm sitting here?
Ian.
Fine. I'm fine. Just... stood up too quickly, that's all.
Don't be so pig-headed. Lie down. You won't help anyone by running off before you're capable.
I can't just stay here. What about Susan?
The doctor and the police are looking. He said he'd come here once they'd found her.
And if he doesn't find her?
Then we still won't be helping anybody by stumbling around New York without the first idea where we're going.
I suppose you're right. New York. What year?
No idea. I'll check. Before our time, though.
Still, New York. Always fancy going there.
Well, you can continue to enjoy it from the comfort of your nice, comfy hospital bed.
Not that comfy, actually.
Better than the pavement you were lying on earlier.
Sidewalk. They call them sidewalks over here. Don't you know anything, doll?
This doll is beginning to regret tucking you in so nicely.
I do hope Susan is all right.
So do I.
Did the doctor, I mean, the doctor here, not our doctor, say how long it would be before I was feeling myself again?
No. I'll ask. Still, I'm sure that the more you take care, the quicker it'll be.
I suppose. I must admit, I do feel quite tired.
Then get some sleep.
Yes, nurse.
By the looks of it, we're better off here in the warm and dry. Stay safe, Susan.
Window, such as it is. There's so little light.
It's a grocery store cellar. What do you expect? Chandeliers? It's clean enough, at least. Now the store's closed, we should be left in peace.
Ah! That's too tight!
No, it isn't. The cart isn't bad, but if it's infected...
Then I'll be dead by morning.
Don't be silly. You'll just need antibiotics. You do have antibiotics here, don't you?
Never heard of them.
Oh.
What are they?
Drugs to help with the infection.
Maybe it's an English thing. I don't hold with drugs much. They didn't help my folks when they got sick.
Your parents? What happened?
They died of cholera just after I was born.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. Not like I knew them, is it?
It must have been hard growing up on your own, though. Have you any brothers or sisters?
A brother, Daniel. But he doesn't care.
I'm sure that's not true.
Are you? What a stupid thing to say. Not as if you know him. We used to get on fine, but these days he's turned his back on me. Turned his back on everyone.
He must have his reasons.
Thinks he's better than the rest of us. Thinks he doesn't need the Mad Boars anymore.
The Mad Boars? The gang you're with?
Not just the gang. My family. My real family. Daniel's too, even though we don't think so no more.
Do you live with your brother?
Yeah. But we can't go there. That's the first place people will look.
But he may be able to help. Maybe I could get a message to him.
Waste of time. I know what I'm doing. I've lots of places we can hide until the heat's off. Hey, I don't know your name.
Susan.
I'm Patrick. What are you doing?
Trying to see out of the window.
Well, just make sure nobody can see you.
Not much chance of that. The rain stopped at least. I think it started snowing. Probably won't stick. Not after all that rain.
It's getting dark.
Of course it is. Kindly stop using the cell as a climbing frame.
I just wanted to take a look. You're a grumpy old man, aren't you?
Well, I have ample reason to be.
Something tells me you often do. It's snowing out there. Heavy, too.
Yeah, then be glad you're nice and cozy in this freezing cold cell.
It's no cold in my place. Though I must admit, my bed's nicer.
Bed? Hardly that. Stone shelf covered with something that smells like someone recently died on it.
You're used to the finer things in life, huh?
Actually, no. I seem to spend far too much time in horrible places like this.
You make a habit of arguing with the coppers, do you?
Coppers? I ask you. I can't deny I often seem to get on the wrong side of the police, yes.
I wouldn't have thought it. Refined old guy like yourself.
This old guy has done a lot of traveling and seems to make a habit of being in the wrong place at the least propitious time.
I hear you.
Well, I should hope you do. I'm only sitting over here.
I mean, I understand.
Ah, Well, perhaps in future you should say what you mean.
Something tells me this is going to be a long night.
Tell me you were stuck here all night.
They did not have a bed for me. But apparently the nurse will add splints to my leg shortly.
Nobody's done anything. You've just been sitting here all this time.
I am not a priority. I try and keep my leg still.
That's awful.
It is life.
It's been snowing all night, coming down thick.
I know. That is all I need. When they finally let me out of here, I will be slipping and sliding. This leg, it is killing me. I am sorry. I am pitying myself. How is your friend?
Still asleep. Is this your newspaper?
One of the doctors left it.
Oh no.
What is wrong?
The date. Is this today's paper?
Of course it is not. It is too early.
So today is the 12th?
Of course it is. Why? You have forgotten an appointment.
Ian. Ian!
Hmm? What? Barbara?
Keep her voice down. We've got to leave.
Leave? What's happened? It was only yesterday you said we needed to stay here.
That's before I knew what the date was. It's the 12th of March, 1888.
And?
The Great White Hurricane. That's what they call it. One of the worst ice storms ever to hit a populated area. It's already here. Look out of the window.
It is snowing quite heavily.
You don't know the half of it. Believe me. Winds reach 85 miles an hour. The snow ends up in drifts 30 feet high. The rivers freeze. Everyone is trapped in the city, frozen inside the buildings. The storm has begun. Hundreds will die. And if we're not out of here soon, we may be among them. Everyone is trapped in the city, frozen inside the buildings. The storm has begun. Hundreds will die. And if we're not out of here soon, we may be among them.
No, get back. I can't. I won't let you.
Too cold.
No, never. I told you before. You can't stop me.
Patrick.
What is it?
You were having a nightmare.
Oh. At least I was asleep. Oh. I've had precious little of that the last couple of nights. Oh. Who turned the heat off?
It's been snowing all night. It's really thick out there.
Perfect!
Shh! Whoever's upstairs will hear you. Besides, I don't see what's so perfect about it.
It'll put them off trying to find us. Would you want to go searching for someone in this?
No, I wouldn't. Look at it.
A bit of snow won't kill you, girl.
I wish you'd stop calling me that. You're no older than me.
I guess I know someone who woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, huh?
I'm worried about my friends. Surely you can understand that. I need to get back to them.
Have some food first. Then I'll help you find them. Promise.
In this?
Quick, hide!
Hey! Who's down there? You answer me now. I heard you down here.
Don't say a word.
I wasn't planning to.
Now come on now. I'm in no mood for games. Let's be seeing you before I call the police.
I'm gonna try and sneak up behind them.
What for?
What do you think?
I see you! Come out from behind there!
The stairs! Quick!
Come here!
Get off me!
Let go of him! He hasn't done anything to you!
My foot!
Grab as much stuff as you can carry from the shelves, whatever we might need.
No! No more stealing!
I left the rest of our food down there. There wasn't time to grab it.
I don't care, let's just go!
I swear to God, I'll give you both such a hiding when I get my hands on.
Quickly! Put that down!
I'll break your necks if I see you round here again, you hear me? I'll break your necks!
How are you feeling?
All right. Well, no, not completely, but I'll manage. I just hope we're doing the right thing. If the doctor comes here to find we've already gone...
He'll ask at reception. I've left a note. It'll be fine. If we don't leave now, we might not be able to. People were trapped in buildings for days.
I know.
You are leaving, yes? I am too. Finally, I have a bound leg.
Are you sure you can manage on those crutches?
I will have to. I must get home. You are Ian?
Yes.
This is Rosalita. We met last night.
She was very worried about you.
That's nice to hear.
And then she looks at a newspaper and panics, as if she reads that the devil is coming to New York.
Oh, that. I was just...
And the date. That is what worries her the most. But I do not pry.
It's nothing, honestly. It's as you said. I forgot we have to see someone this morning. That's all.
On the subject of which?
Yes, we really have to go.
We almost go. I look out of the window and I worry. The storm. It is getting even worse, I think.
I think so, too.
You do not look well, Ian. Are you sure you should not be in your bed?
I'm fine, just a bit dizzy. It'll pass. Are you sure you're going to be able to manage, Rosalita?
Of course I will manage. I am strong.
I don't doubt it. Look after yourself.
And your boy? I hope he's all right. It's hard to move.
Even harder to keep still. Which way is it to the police station?
Left, then up a few blocks.
A few blocks, eh? You're getting the hang of New York, I see.
Rosalita! Oh, Ian, she can't manage out here. Not on those crutches.
I didn't get the impression she would consider staying put.
Of course she won't. She left her son with her neighbors. He's been there all night and she's worried. Oh, Ian!
I know, and don't worry. Of course we have to help her. Come on. Come on, Rosalita. Give me your hand.
I can manage. Don't be silly. Let us help.
How far is your place?
Not far. I will be all right.
We'll come with you.
But you have somewhere you must be.
It can wait. Let's get you home first.
Oh, it's freezing.
Great. I thought the rain was bad.
Please tell me your home isn't far.
5-minute walk on a normal day.
Well, this is far from being one of those.
Well, the sooner we start.
Indeed. Lead the way, young man.
Are we going the right way? I thought we came from the opposite direction.
Look, I know what I'm doing, all right? These are my streets. They're where I grew up. I'll get you back to your friends.
Look, over there by the church. Are they friends of yours? They're pointing at us.
Oh, no!
What? They're coming over.
Run, Susan, run!
What's the matter?
They're no friends of mine. They belong to the Alley Dogs, the gang we were fighting yesterday.
You are so kind, both of you.
We are honestly happy to help.
Please tell me you're not on the top floor.
No, the view would be better, but I would be too tired to enjoy it, I think, climbing all these stairs. I am only on the second floor.
So, first floor to us English. Come on then, Rosalita. Give me your arm for the final stretch.
I am not sure who's supporting who. You are uncertain on your feet.
I'm fine. And if all else fails, Barbara will have to carry us both.
No chance.
Have you been here long?
Only 6 months. I used to live with my husband in Queens. But then one night, I decided I must leave.
You don't have to tell us if you don't want to, Rosalita.
No, no, it does not matter. It is not the memory of that night that shames me. It is all the nights before when I did not leave. He would hit me. He would do it so often that it just became just a thing that happened, a part of life.
That's terrible.
Yes, yes, I suppose it is, that I could just accept it. But it was for Joseph's sake. A son needs a father, I used to think.
A good one, perhaps.
Yes. That is what I came to decide. Because that night, for the first time, Henry hit Joseph too. Henry was drunk. Henry was always drunk.
That's no excuse.
He was an angry man. He worked at the docks, and always there was someone or something that had made him angry. Someone he thought had insulted him, made him feel small, I think.
And he thought hitting you or Joseph would make him feel big again.
We were there. We were the ones he could control. He was a weak man, I think. Though I did not see it then I was too scared to think that. Then he was powerful and strong. This leg.
One more step. We'll take a rest on the turn.
I need to learn to do this. The doctor, he said it would be 8 weeks before I could walk normally again.
You'll get the hang of it. Give you a few days and you'll be running up here on your crutches.
So Henry had hit Joseph, and I thought then, this is not something that will stand. I would not have my son in danger. So I knew we must leave. I can keep going if you can.
Of course, I'm fine.
Liar. My turn. Rest on me, Rosalita.
You are very kind people.
This is crazy. I've never known the weather to turn so bad so quickly.
You haven't traveled as widely as I have, but yes, it does seem to be getting worse by the moment. I thought you said it wasn't far.
Nearly there.
Did you have no family who could help you? Back then, I mean, with Henry.
I came here on my own. My family, they are back in Puerto Rico. I have not seen them in a long, long time. I sing letters when I can, but when I met Henry, they were so happy. Even more happy after Joseph was born. I did not want to write and say that it was all, como se dice, that it had all become bad. They could do nothing. Why tell them? It would only break their hearts.
So how did you get away?
I waited until he went to his work. Then I took Joseph and all I could carry, and I got on a train. I did not know where to go. Anywhere that was cheap, where I might find work, and where there were lots of people. I end up here.
Have you seen Henry since?
Only once. I decided I could not just vanish, so I went back a few months later. I met him outside his work. I did not want to be alone with him. And I told him that Joseph and I were staying away. that if he changed, then maybe we would come back.
And what did he say?
I do not want to repeat it. It was not nice.
I bet it wasn't. He sounds like a lovely man.
I thought he was once. I was wrong.
And we're there. That wasn't so bad, was it now?
The last bit was certainly easy enough for me.
Do you mind waiting here? Just for a minute. The Grimaldis, they are good people, but private.
Of course. You go right ahead.
But do not leave. I want you to meet Joseph. And I know you are in a hurry, but maybe you'll have some food or something warm before you go.
We don't want to put you to any trouble.
It is no trouble. Me, I am the trouble.
I feel so sorry for her.
She's a fighter, that's for sure.
A shame she's had to be.
Yes, but good for her for doing what she had to do. Mind you, I wouldn't want to live here. Half the place looks like it's falling down.
I know, and I dread to think what the rooms are like.
And how many are forced into them.
I do not believe it!
What is it? What's happened? Is Joseph all right?
I do not know. It's Henry. He came here, and he took Joseph away.
Oh. Hey, make yourself at home. It's not much, but it's ours.
And I can't help but notice your brother's not in it. It's hardly large enough to hide in. This is a terribly small space for the two of you to share.
It's got a roof and space for two to lie down without the blanket catching fire on the stove. That's a luxury as far as we're concerned. What did you expect, a mansion?
No, of course not. I wasn't meaning to sound rude.
That makes a change. Sit down, I'll boil some water for some coffee.
Sit down on what? We haven't time for coffee. We still have to find your brother and Susan.
In this weather? He'll have hidden somewhere else for now. We can go out when the snow lifts a bit. Or wait here. He'll come back eventually.
I only came with you because you promised you could lead me to him. It wasn't a social call. I shall go back out on my own if I must.
All right, fine. We'll both go back out, but I'm having something warm to drink first and ramp it up more. Got a problem with that?
I suppose that's acceptable.
Good. Then stop hovering around the place, sit down on one of those mattresses, and I'll make you some coffee.
Oh, dear. Will I ever get up again?
I know. It's just around the corner. Down that road to the right.
I can't see them. You see them? No, I don't see them. No, they could have went that way. I can't see anything through
Wait.
Here. Right. I think they were right.
What are you doing? They're right behind us.
So help me. There's a trap door here. I just need to find them. God, there! Get in. There's a ladder right there.
I see it.
Why? Have we lost him? Don't tell me we've lost him.
Quickly.
I'm coming as quick as I can. Where are we? I can't see a thing.
Grain store. They used the hatch to unload deliveries. I worked here for a while. Nearly broke my back. I figure the boss owes me for that.
Is there another way out of here?
Yeah, of course. There are stairs at the far end. But we're better off staying here for a while. Just until those idiots give up and go home.
It depends how stupid they are.
They're pretty dumb. They're alley dogs. Why do you say that?
When you lifted the hatch, you tipped away the snow from the top of it. It'll stand out.
Hey, guys! I think I know where they went!
Not so stupid after all. Come on!
I'm sure he won't. Not after coming all this way to find him.
You do not know what he's like.
How long ago was this?
I'm sorry.
Since he took your son, how long has he been gone?
Not long, they say. Maybe 10 minutes, a quarter of an hour. But that is long enough. We'll never catch up with him, not in this weather.
We can try.
Where would he go, Rosalita? How would he try and get home? The train. He'll be heading for the train station.
In this, the trains end up freezing on the... I mean, they can't run for long, can they? Not in conditions like this.
But he'll probably try. It's the first place he'd think to go, surely.
It is possible, yes.
Then that's where we go. Come on.
Steady. You're not at your best, remember? Take my arm a minute.
I'm all right. Just nauseous for a second. It's passing.
I cannot ask you to call me. It is not fair. This is not your problem.
Maybe not, but we're coming anyway. Right, Barbara?
Right.
I do not know what to say.
Forget about it. Save your breath for the journey. You're going to need it. Where's your room? We need to grab some blankets, spare jumpers, anything we can all wear to keep us warmer.
It is just along here, but we have no time.
A minute now may save our lives later. No arguing. Come on.
See? Told you the coat would fit. I have a spare pair of gloves here, too. They're Patrick's. A bit warm, but better than nothing.
Thank you. Most kind. Most kind. I do hope you have some idea where we might find your brother and Susan. As welcome as these extra clothes will be, we're unlikely to manage out there for long.
I know a few of his hideouts. We'll find him eventually. Though I still think we'd be better waiting for him here.
My dear boy, I've made my thoughts on the matter quite clear. While you may be content to have your brother and Susan wandering around out there, I am not.
Yeah, I know. Come on, then. Who's this now?
Whoever it is, tell them to go away. We're busy.
Well, hello there, Ellis. How you been?
O'Connell.
What is the meaning of this, sir? How dare you force yourself in here?
You got your grandpa visiting Ellis, huh?
Grandpa?
He's just a friend.
Yeah, whatever. Tell him to shut his mouth if he knows what's good for him.
I will do no such thing.
Do as he says, Doctor. For once in your life, just shut up.
We just popped by, the boys here and I. Because we wanted a word or two with your brother.
He's not here.
I got eyes, Ellis. I can see that. But here's the thing. Your brother and I, well... we have some unfinished business. Deep business. Blood business.
That was an accident. You know that.
I don't know that, Ellis. I don't know that at all. So you see, I'm gonna have to have a few words with your brother. Just a few. Because the alley dogs can't have business like this hanging. You understand that? Don't you?
I won't let you hurt him.
You won't be able to stop me. What a day, huh? At the World's Fair turning white out there. Streets are empty and traffic's clearing. Everybody's just giving up and hiding away in their homes. Because that's what you do with the weather, isn't it? You give up. No point arguing with the weather, Ellis, me lad. No point at all. See, I'm using what you would call a metaphor, Ellis. Are you clever enough to understand that? The alley dogs, they are like that sky. Cold, dark, and unstoppable. Where's your brother?
Go to hell.
Hell? Hell is where we all live, you know that. Fine. I'll make this perfectly clear. I am gonna find your brother. I will either do it with your help or without. Makes no difference to me. Not really. Makes a difference to you, though. Because one of those options means you live, and the other, it means you die.
I'm sure there's no need for all this.
Grandpa speaking again. Brave old bird.
Whatever it is you want Patrick Ellis for, I'm sure it's a matter that can be resolved peacefully and sensibly.
Whatever we want him for? He said you were a friend. What sort of friend is that then?
I, like you, am trying to find Patrick Ellis. He has my granddaughter.
Oh, dear. Nice girl, was she?
And what do you mean by that, sir?
Oh, you're obviously not that much of a friend of the Ellis family, Grandpa. Not if he hasn't told you what Patrick Ellis has done.
It was an accident. I told you he didn't mean for it to happen.
What is he talking about?
Oh, we'll put it this way, Grandpa. Were I of an age to have a granddaughter, Well, I wouldn't want her in the company of Patrick Ellis. He's a very dangerous man.
I can hit him! They're getting away!
Locked!
Oh. Help! Someone, please, open the door!
Help! Oh, please help us! The bad men are here!
We're trapped! What are we gonna do?
Talk to them. It's all we can do.
Talk to them? Are you crazy? They don't want to talk. They want to kill me.
That's right, kid. The dogs have caught your scent.
Oh, no. Oh, please, no.
Because we're a pack, kid. We look after our own. And you hurt one of the pack, didn't you, kid? You killed one of us.
Patrick.
And now we're going to return the favor. Now we're going to kill you. And your lovely little girlfriend. Your scent.
Oh, no. Oh, please, no.
Because we're a pack, kid. We look after our own. And you hurt one of the pack, didn't you, kid? You killed one of us.
Patrick.
And now we're going to return the favor. Now we're going to kill you. And your lovely little girlfriend.
What in all hellfire is going on down here? I have two barrels of trouble for the first one that gives me reason to use them. You hear?
Get out of the way!
They're trying to kill us!
Hey, come back here!
Sorry, please don't shoot us!
One of you boys want to explain to me what's going on?
Careful, Rosalita. We want to get there in one piece.
We need to move quickly. If he gets on a train, we'll never cut him.
If he gets on a train, he'll be going nowhere. The lines freeze. Trains no longer able to move on the elevated track. 15,000 people end up trapped in them, stuck there for days.
I've never heard of them. What did you call it? The Great White Hurricane?
It hits the whole of the eastern coast. It's not just New York, but Boston, Philadelphia, Washington. At its worst, winds reach nearly 80 miles an hour. Entire houses buried in snow. The telegraph network goes down. Everyone is isolated. Hundreds die.
Unbelievable.
We're right in the middle of it. It lasts for 36 hours or so. But afterwards, the city decides it'll never be so trapped again.
Much use that'll be to us. Rosalita! Come on, keep hold of me. We don't want you breaking your other leg.
How far is it to the train station?
We are closed now. See the bridge ahead?
Only just. It's getting harder to see anything.
I just hope we are in time. There is a train towards Queens that leaves in a quarter of an hour. That is the train he will want to catch, if it's even running. If we do get there in time, I do not know how I will get Joseph back. Henry will not give him easily.
We'll deal with that when the time comes. For now, let's just keep moving.
Patrick Ellis is a dangerous man. Well, what do you mean by that?
He's a killer, Grandpa.
And you know all about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. So unless you want me to prove as much, then you'll talk to me. Where can I find him?
A killer? Oh, Susan.
It was an accident. Doctor, Patrick would never kill someone on purpose. Unlike O'Connell here.
An accident? Or so you keep saying, but you tell that to young Jamie's parents. You say that to me! Who held him while he bled out all over my trousers? You tell me it was an accident, Ellis. Tell me that just once more!
Where can I find him?
If I tell you, you'll kill him.
Oh, I can't deny it.
Then I won't say another word.
All right. Fine. Nice looking gun, don't you think? I look after it. You gotta look after the things in life. The important things. It's a kindness, really. I mean, it's certainly a good deal quicker than the way I'm gonna kill your brother.
Daniel, tell him we can worry about what to do after that.
I'm not signing Patrick's death warrant.
But you're signing yours.
And possibly yours, Grandpa. I haven't decided yet.
Listen to me, my boy. Dying now achieves nothing. If you're still alive, you can help him. Somehow, you can help him. Dead, you're just one more person Patrick won't have in his life anymore.
I can't betray him, Doctor. Surely you understand that.
By throwing your life away, that's exactly what you're doing. Fight on, my boy. Trust that we will find a way.
Oh, you know what? Enough of this.
All right, all right. There are a few places he might be. I'll take you there.
Now, he wouldn't be playing games with me, would you, Ellis?
What choice do I have? I'll try and find him.
You see now? You can be sensible. The gun goes away. For now.
Are you all right, my boy?
Fine.
For now. Who knows? Be sensible. I may never have to hit you again.
You did the right thing.
Did I? Then why do I feel like I've let Patrick down all over again?
I'm pretty sure they didn't see where we went. We should be safe in here for a bit. The road workers use it for their tools. I think we can be sure nobody will be pulling a shift today. Not in this weather. What's wrong with you? We got away, didn't we?
I was beginning to like you. To trust you, even.
And?
And then I found out you'd murdered someone.
Oh. That. It wasn't how you think.
Did someone die?
Yes.
That is exactly how I think.
No. Please, hear me out. It was an accident.
You accidentally murdered someone?
Yes. He was one of the alley dogs. He attacked me.
Why did he attack you?
I'm a mad boar.
Just that?
Of course. The alley dogs have been trying to get rid of us for years. We've been doing our best to return the favor.
By killing them?
I didn't mean for it to happen. We were wrestling. I shoved him hard and he had a knife in his hand and it was horrible. He screamed and the blood, it was
too late. Listen, the train, he has already left.
We don't know that he's on it, Rosalita. There's still a chance. Besides, it could be any train. We can't see the track from here.
Can't see much of anything, come to that.
No, you can hear. He needs the train for Queens. He has already left the station, taking my poor Joseph away.
There's still hope, Rosalita. We'll get him back somehow.
Oh, no!
He must have hit something.
Joseph!
This is ridiculous. We can barely see more than a few feet.
Don't give me that, Ellis. You and I grew up on these streets. We could walk them blind and keep moving.
I know this is difficult, but while we still have breath in our bodies, there's hope. We'll find a way.
I only hope you're right.
And don't go getting any ideas. And don't get too far ahead.
Well, keep up then.
Hey! Watch your mouth, Grandpa. I don't need you, remember? You're just spare baggage as far as I'm concerned. I might decide to leave you lying in a snowdrift somewhere.
If you do, you'll get no more help from me. Let's just keep going.
Here. There were some blankets stacked in the corner. They smell a bit, but they'll help keep us warmer. Patrick?
Stupid. Crying like a damn kid.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Says you. Yeah, these are good. An extra layer will make all the difference out there.
I wish I knew where Grandfather was. He may have gone back to the TARDIS. That's probably our best bet.
TARDIS? What's that?
Doesn't matter. But it was right by where you grabbed me. That's where we need to go.
Not yet. Not while the weather's like this. It's too far. We need to find somewhere warm to hide. We can't stay here. It's barely any better than being out there.
We can't just keep running from one cellar to another.
I don't plan to. I have a place, a good place. It's where I was heading anyway. We can hole up there for as long as we like.
How far is it?
Not far at all now. We'll have to backtrack a bit, but we can be there in 10 minutes if we move fast.
Not much chance of that.
As fast as we can, then.
No. I'm sorry, but all this has gone on long enough. I must get back to my grandfather, to my friends. Grandfather said Ian was all right, but I don't know that. I've helped you. I did what I could, but enough is enough.
You can't go wandering back there on your own. You'll never find your way.
On my own? But you said you'd take me.
And I will, when it's safe. We still might run into the alley dogs again. Where would that get either of us? Stick with me just a bit longer. We can go to the place I have in mind, sit out the storm, then, when it starts to clear and the alley dogs are long gone, I promise I'll get you back to your friends.
But they might need me now.
I need you. I can't... I don't want to do this on my own. Please.
I'll be so worried.
And would want me to do my best to keep you safe. So let me. Please. We'll go somewhere where there's a real shelter, away from trouble, and then, when we know we can move safely, I'll get you back to them.
All right. But the minute the weather improves, I'm going to find them, with or without you.
Don't worry. I'll stick with you. I'm a man of my word. Let's get moving. It'll help keep us warm.
I can just make out the train. It looks in solid shape. I don't think it was going fast enough to do any serious damage.
Looks like there was another train on the track. He probably didn't see in time stop. But how do we get up there?
I think someone's already thought about that.
Out of the way.
A ladder. Perfect.
Good plan. I'll help.
Don't need help.
Hello up there. Anyone hear me?
We hear you.
How are things looking up there? Is anyone badly hurt?
I told you. I'm handling this. Back off, will you?
We're just asking. What's wrong with that?
Only the driver up front. He died in the impact. Otherwise, we have a few cuts and bruises, but most of us are fine.
Gracias a Dios. Is there a boy up there? A young boy called Joseph?
I'll check, but... Yeah, there's a couple of kids. Listen, the wind up here is real strong. I don't think we should try and walk back along the track.
Good news. You don't have to. I got a ladder. It'll only take a few of you at a time. But we'll get you all down here eventually.
A ladder? How long is it?
Long enough. I'm from a work crew over on Mulberry. It'll reach.
I'll help you lift it up there.
Yeah, look, pal. I won't say this again, but you're gonna want to keep your nose out of my business, you hear? Or I'm liable to break it.
And the best news is, I'm only gonna charge you 5 cents each to use it.
You're going to charge them?
A man deserves to make a living, don't he?
An honest one, yes.
I'm hiring out the use of my equipment. Ain't nothing dishonest about that.
So what do you say?
I say a real piece of work.
A piece of work with the means of getting you down. Now, We got a deal or what?
I think my son is up there. I will pay for him if you get him down.
You'll do no such thing. It's disgusting trying to make money from those poor people up there.
Don't worry about it.
Fine! You got a deal!
Ian, I can't believe you're letting them do this.
Just watch.
How far now? I'm not sure I can keep going much longer. The cold is... I just don't know if I can take it much more.
I'm sorry. I got turned around a little. It's so hard to see. We're close, though. I'm sure of it.
We'll have to be.
It's a warehouse by the river. We'll have plenty of space. We can light a fire. Warm our bones.
I feel like they'll never be warm again.
Just a bit further. You can make it. Give me your arm.
That would mean taking it out from under the blanket. I'd rather not.
There. Campbell's store. I knew we were on the right track. We are close. Almost there. We'll make it. One last push.
He can't lift the ladder. Not on his own.
A ladder of that length would be hard enough to lift upright on your own, even without this wind. You may know your history, Barbara, but I know my physics.
Ian, can you not help him? If he can get my Joseph down...
Oh, I'll help him, all right. When he asks.
You're enjoying this.
I am, actually. But I'm not waiting just to gloat. I want him to realize he can't do it.
Is the ladder actually coming?
Just wait, will ya?
And... here he comes.
All right. So maybe we can come to some sort of arrangement. I'll get there in the end on my own, but, you know, it seems cruel to make him wait. What would you say to 10% of my cut for helping me get the ladder up there?
I'd say no.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain. I respect that. Fair enough. We'll call it 20%.
Still no.
Well, how about you tell me what deal you are after, huh?
Simple. I help you get the ladder in place, and we don't charge any of them. We do it for free.
Why would I want to do that?
Because it's the right thing to do.
And because I wouldn't want to be in your shoes if something goes wrong.
What are you talking about?
Those people can either see you as a noble hero or an opportunistic villain. Imagine if someone's loved one falls from your ladder, or it breaks under their weight. You think offering them their 5 cents back is going to keep your head on your shoulders?
I hadn't thought of that.
A decent man wouldn't have to.
Now, come on. The wind's getting stronger. The longer we leave it, the harder this is going to be.
Please, hurry.
Ah, the hell with it. Fine!
The ladder's coming now. You're going to need to find something up there to secure it at the top. We need to make it as stable as possible.
You've got it!
You better not be giving me the runaround, Ellis.
I'm not! Of course I'm not! It's just so hard to see!
We'll have to shelter somewhere. If we stay out in this weather much longer, we'll perish.
Speak for yourself, Grandpa. You should carry a little bottle of warmth in your pocket, like I do.
Whiskey, is it? I think you'll find, young man, that alcohol actually lowers your body temperature. You may feel warmer, but you're not helping yourself one jot.
Is that so? Well, then you won't want a sip, will you?
I don't imagine for one moment you'd share it anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
Whatever you say, I feel warm, old man.
How much farther?
Not far. We're heading for the river.
Is that so? Your boy's got a little hidey hole down there, has he?
The Mad Boys used to use an old warehouse there as a meeting place. Patrick spent a lot of time there as a kid. It's somewhere he'll feel safe.
Funny that, huh? We'll soon prove him wrong.
Not so many at a time. I know you're all desperate, but the ladder just won't take the weight.
If they break the thing, I'm definitely gonna want some money. The boss will take it out of my wages.
Oh, do shut up.
There is still no sign of Henry. I talked to a woman who was up there, and she says she remembers a man and a boy.
I'm sure they'll be fine, Rosalita. We'll have everyone down and safe soon.
But the wind, it gets so much worse. What if they are stuck up there? What if the ladder breaks?
It won't as long as they stop coming thick and fast. You at the top! Wait a minute. We need to space you out more, or the rest of you won't make it.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Don't fuss.
You're not fine. You have a concussion.
And I'm getting by on adrenaline. I'll be okay. The nausea just hits me every now and then. I'll manage. I have to. It's taking both of us to keep the ladder steady in this wind.
One of us is doing most of the work, I reckon.
I'll give you 5 cents worth of gratitude once it's all over.
Hold on! I am!
What's that? Is the ladder breaking?
I don't know. Wait. No, the telegraph poles. The wind's bringing the line down. Clear the ladder. Quickly. Those at the top, climb back up. The rest of you, get down on the double. Now.
We need to move. The pole. It is leaning in your direction.
Not until people are clear. I'll be fine. Get clear. All of you. Quickly.
You don't have to say it twice.
Wait, man. There's still someone at the top.
That's their problem.
Everyone's clear, Ian. Move out of the way.
Not now.
Ian!
Look at that. The East River's frozen. People were walking across it. Probably folks stuck here trying to get to their homes in Brooklyn.
I doubt it's safe. We should warn them.
You think they'd listen to us? Let's just get to the warehouse. It's along here. Did you hear that? It's my brother Daniel. I'm sure it is.
I can't see. No. Wait, over there. A group of people running towards us. Is one of them your brother?
I can't see from here. The snow's too thick. But I'm not sticking around to find out. Come on.
You'll pay for that, Ellis, you idiot. No chance in this wind. Get after him. Move it.
It's Susan. I can see Susan. Susan!
One more peep out of either of you, and you'll have a bullet in you. You hear me?
I couldn't just let you sneak up on him.
It doesn't matter. We'll get him. And then all of you can enjoy one sweet, brief reunion. Get moving.
Onto the river. Safety in numbers.
No, Patrick. Listen to me. It's not safe. The ice won't be thick enough.
Everyone else is managing. The alley dogs won't kill us in front of an audience. Hey, wait for us!
Listen, I told you the ice is breaking! It's splitting! It's too late!
Numbers.
No, Patrick. Listen to me. It's not safe. The ice won't be thick enough.
Everyone else is managing. The alley dogs won't kill us in front of an audience. Hey, wait for us!
Listen, I told you the ice is breaking! It's splitting! It's too late! Ian! Ian!
You're all right.
What happened?
The telegraph pole fell. It only just missed you. For a moment, I thought you'd been hit. You went straight over into the snow.
Yes, I wondered why I was lying down.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Just a bit confused for a minute. Is the ladder all right?
The pole missed it.
And everyone else?
Fine.
Then we need to get on with getting the rest of them down.
The others can manage with all that for now. You've done enough. You are a very lucky man, I think. That is twice in only 2 days that you just missed being dead.
Oh, if only you knew.
Can you get a couple of the passengers to man the ladder for now, Rosalita?
Of course.
You and you! You are strong men! Let us get the rest of the people down and safe! Stay very still!
I can't! The ice is tipping!
Life rafts! But lower yourself down gently.
The ice is cracking all over, breaking into little islands.
As long as our island stays in one piece and we keep our balance, there's a chance.
A chance of what? We can't just lie here.
Just long enough for someone to come up with an idea of how to save us.
And who's likely to do that?
Well, well, looks like we've had a wasted trip. Your brother's doing a dandy enough job at killing himself.
Susan! Susan! Can you hear me?
That's Grandfather!
Careful!
Sorry. Grandfather! I can hear you!
Stay as still as you can. We'll find a way to get you back to shore.
I wish I believed him.
He'll think of a way.
I don't remember giving you permission to speak, Grandpa.
Oh, hush, you ridiculous man. There are people out there who need our help. Now is hardly the time for petty squabbling.
Oh, you are a brave bird. But what do I care what trouble they found themselves in? I came here to kill young Ellis. Now the river's gonna save me the trouble.
And everyone else? What about them? You'll just turn your back on them, will you?
I don't know them. But they shouldn't have been so stupid as to walk out there. What sort of an idiot strolls out across a half-frozen river and expects it to end well?
People desperate to get to their homes and loved ones. Taking the shortest route through the storm they could see.
The most idiotic route.
Desperation makes fools of all of us sometimes.
And now they'll learn to think first.
Except they won't, will they? They'll be dead.
Daniel here has been telling me about the gangs, about how they used to look after the people.
Well, nobody else would, that's for sure.
And now, they're your people. Right there, and they need you. I refuse to believe that doesn't mean something to you. I saw you earlier when you were talking about the young man Patrick Ellis killed in that fight. His death upset you.
Of course it upset me. Jamie was one of us.
And so are they. They may not be alley dogs or mad boars or angry cats or any other such silly bunch, but they're your people. And every single one of them is a Jamie about to happen. Oh, what are you going to do about it? Or are you just so much hot air?
Hot air? Well, you have all of that we need, huh? Fine.
Well, you're right. You happy? I'll help. But I have no idea how. I mean, if we go out there, then we will be in the same mess they're in.
At the moment, the various pieces are holding together. Lots of small islands bobbing next to one another like a loose jigsaw. If we can find some way of bridging the gaps between them, lay something down that people can crawl across.
Like what?
Planks of wood?
Well, if they're long enough, yes, that would do.
Happen to have any on you?
We're in a dockyard, young man. Look around.
Well, come on, you heard him. Get looking.
Joseph! Turkey! My Joseph!
Ian, we should be with her in case Henry tries to cause trouble.
Absolutely.
What is wrong with him? What have you done to my boy?
You keep back, woman. He's my boy, too.
Why is he not moving?
Hit his head in the crash. Not that it's any of your business.
Dios mio! He hit his head!
Shut your noise. Guy on the train says he'll be fine.
Oh, well, as long as a guy on the train says he'll be all right, he needs to get to a doctor.
And who are you to be sticking your nose in our affairs? I'll take him to a doctor when I get him home.
His home is with me. Let me see him. Rosalita! I'm all right.
That'll be the last time you hit her.
Thinks he's a hard man, does he? I'm warning you, Pally. This is between me and my wife. You and your woman here would do well to walk away right now.
Not a chance. I'm not someone who likes to solve problems with his fists, but believe me, if that's my only option, I'm pretty good at it. If it's a fight you want, you'll get one.
No! There will be no more solving arguments with fists. He is my son. I will take him to a doctor, and I will make sure that your stupid attempt to take him from me has not caused him even more harm. I knew, Henry Carter, that you were a man who might one day hurt my boy. I knew. So I took him away. And even that was not enough, because you came back. You came back and you tried again. You took his beautiful life in your hands and you nearly threw it away.
What are you talking about? I would never hurt my son. Never!
Is that true? Is it? You know it is not true. You know when the drink is on you and you are angry, so, so angry, you do not know what to do. It happened before. Do not tell me you have forgotten, because if you do, I will think even worse of you than I already do. You were angry. You were drunk. He was playing and he knocked over your drink. He did not mean to. He was happy. He was excited. He was all about the game. And what did you do?
I said I was sorry for that, didn't I? Didn't I say I was sorry? I didn't know what I was doing. I just saw red.
And so you hit him. You hit him hard enough to give him a black eye. He did not even cry. He did nothing. He just stared at you, terrified, not able to move. Because if he moved an inch, he thought you would hit him again.
I wouldn't have done. I really wouldn't. As soon as I'd done it, I knew it was wrong. I tried to tell him I was sorry.
And you think he would understand that? A child that saw you say how sorry you were to me every morning. How you would look into my bruised face and say that you did not know what had come over you. That, darling, I promise you it will not happen again. He was terrified. And so was I. Back then, I was terrified every single day. But not now. Not anymore. I broke free of you. And I will stay free.
But he's my boy. You can't just keep him from me.
You can see him. I will allow it. Perhaps I should always have allowed it. But I will be watching you. And the very first moment I think you might hurt him again, I will take him from you. And that will be all. That will be the end. Do you understand me?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, honey. You're right. I know you're right. Sometimes I just don't know what I'm doing.
Well, now you are coming with me, and we are taking our son to hospital.
Yeah, of course. For sure that's what we'll do.
Do you want us to come with you, Rosalita?
I do not think that will be necessary. But I thank you, both of you. You are good people.
Look after yourselves.
Are you sure you'll be all right?
I will be all right. You have done enough. Too much. You must look after yourselves now, I think. Thank you for all your help.
Hang on. What about these clothes? You'll want them back.
Oh, Ian. It is the least I can give you.
Do you think she'll be all right?
Maybe. As much as she can be for now. I hope so.
Whatever she is, it'll be what she chooses, and that's all you can ask. Come on. We need to find the doctor and Susan.
Can you remember the way back?
I think so. We'll manage.
Yes, we usually do.
Yes, this will do. This will do very nicely. Find as many as you can. The longer and thicker, the better.
We're going to head out towards you. You need to stay as still as possible. Don't rock the ice. If we take this steady, everyone will be all right.
The coppers. Just in time to miss a bunch of hard work. There's a surprise.
We need all the help we can get.
Well,
If it isn't the annoying old man who was trying to tell me my job yesterday.
And it turns out I was right, doesn't it? As usual. That's my granddaughter out there on the ice, along with several other unfortunates. Now, if you want to make yourself useful, you can help gather more wood.
And is still trying to tell me what to do, it would seem.
Well, someone clearly has to. Well, wood! As much as you can find! Chop, chop!
So how do we do this then, Grandpa? I guess some idiot is going to have to go on ahead, laying the planks as he goes.
Naturally, I hope you're not expecting me to do it.
I'll go.
We'll both go.
I'm not sure that's wise. Two people in the lead will be twice the weight.
And twice the speed. So we inch along, lay the planks between each island, and then when we get to the farthest point, everyone can use the planks to crawl back to land, yes?
Yes, you need to lay the planks as wide as you can manage and make sure you give them enough overlap to remain sturdy. We'll follow along behind you, passing wood as you go.
Well, let's get on with it.
That's the spirit, Ellis. We'll make a man out of you yet.
I got it.
Two more.
What are they doing?
Laying out wood, planks of it, making a path between the dockside and here.
Oh, so cold. When we were moving, that was one thing, but just lying here.
It won't be for long. Grandfather has found a way to get us back to safety. I knew he would.
It must be nice to have such faith in someone. Family.
Your brother's there too, isn't he?
Yeah, I suppose he is.
Maybe he hasn't turned his back on you quite as much as you thought.
Maybe not. I'll be nice to him. You know, if I survive.
Of course we'll survive. It'll all be all right soon.
You're so confident. So sure of everything. I wish I knew how to do that. Every single day I wake up not sure of whether I'll make it as far as the night. Life feels so uncertain. All the time. I envy you.
If you only knew my life.
Easy. I can tell. It must be an easy, easy life.
Shows what you know. I never know what each day will bring. I spend much of my life facing the most terrifying things in the universe. I've lost count of how many times I've come to terms with the fact that I might be about to die.
Does it get easier?
No, never.
Great.
Grandfather and I travel with my friends Ian and Barbara. Well, our friends, really, I suppose. Grandfather wasn't sure to begin with, but I know him. I can tell. He likes them. He cares for them. However much he might pretend otherwise. They're family too now.
Your gang?
Yes. I suppose they are. And I can't wait for us all to be back together again.
Over this way.
Move faster! They don't have all day out there!
And we won't be helping them if we die ourselves. Idiot.
Why are you even doing this? I said I'd go. If you were that scared, you could have stayed behind.
I trust you to get the job done? I don't think so.
So it wasn't that you didn't want to seem like a coward in front of your boys?
Well, all right, that too.
This way.
No, this way. Come here.
Yes. Excellent. I do believe this will work.
I don't know. One day I'm locking you up. The next, I'll be forced to give you a medal.
I'm doing nothing. It's the people out there that will deserve your medals.
The alley dogs and the wild boars working together with the police. I don't know if my chief is gonna congratulate me or throw me out of the station house.
They're saving lives. Surely that's all that matters. Right now, there are no alley dogs or wild boars. There are just people. One gang looking after everyone.
Nice speech. I'll use it on my chief. It might help.
See? We're going to make it.
Don't speak too soon. That's the leader of the alley dogs my brother's crawling along with.
Grab the wood and pull it onto your piece of ice.
Hello, little Ellis. I've had a time of it trying to find you.
What are you doing? Let go of him!
You still owe for Jamie's life, kid.
Get your hands off him, O'Connell.
I kick like a mule, Alice. Always have, ever since the cradle. Just ask Ma. Next one will send you for a nice cold swim.
Do whatever you want, O'Connell. I'm sick. Sick of remembering the look on his face when he knew he was dying.
Scared, was he? Like you?
Yeah.
Please, you're going to tip us all in. He didn't mean to kill him.
Is that true? Look me in the eyes, kid. Is that true?
Of course I didn't. I'd do anything for it not to have happened. Anything.
Damn it. I believe you.
So dry your eyes and start helping, will you?
If you want to be a man, you need to act like one.
Start shifting this wood.
Yeah, yeah.
O'Connell, you do know if you hurt him, I would have killed you.
Yeah, you would have tried.
Everything all right out there? Looked like they were fighting.
As I was worried about that, they have unfinished business.
Well, it looks like it's finished now. They're shifting wood again.
I think this is the way.
I'm sure of it. I recognize that building there.
Yes. Yes, yes, you're right.
Which means if we keep moving in this direction, we'll end up passing where we landed in the TARDIS.
And the police station?
Further on from there, I think.
Okay, so we may as well check the TARDIS first. You never know. If the Doctor has found Susan, he may have taken her there to wait out the storm.
We can hope.
Susan!
Grandfather, I knew you'd work out a way of getting us back.
And what if I hadn't been here? Hey, child, you really must be more careful.
It's not her fault, sir. It's mine.
It most certainly is. Do you know how concerned I have been for my granddaughter? Do you?
Leave him alone, Grandfather. He's looked after me.
More the other way around, if we're honest.
Well, nobody would have needed looking after if it wasn't for you, would they?
Yeah, well, I won't be causing anyone trouble for a while. Officer!
What are you doing?
You, is it? You're under arrest, kid. I told you we'd get him in the end.
Yeah, take me in. But not just for what I did today. I killed someone.
Patrick! No!
Killed someone? Who?
A kid called Jamie. I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident, but... But arrest me anyway.
Patrick, you don't have to do this.
Of course I do. Thanks, Susan.
Come on, then. We'll talk about this somewhere. I won't die of cold halfway through your explanation.
I've got to go with him.
Of course you have, Daniel. Go, go. Look after yourselves, the pair of you.
We'll try.
Oh, Grandfather. Do you think he'll be all right?
Who knows, my child? Who knows?
Hey, don't worry. He ain't gonna swim. An eyewitness will back up his story.
What eyewitness?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Idiotic. You spend all this time trying to kill him, and now you say you're going to save his life?
Of course. Well, I can't let the law have him, can I? He's from the streets. He's one of us. But look after yourself, Grandpa. But don't let me see your face on my patch, all right? You annoy me.
Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable.
Grandfather, please. Let's just go. I'm so cold.
Oh, my dear, of course you are. I'm so sorry. Come on, let's get back to the TARDIS. Do you think you can manage?
I'll have to, won't I?
There it is. The alleyway where we arrived.
I just hope the Doctor and Susan are there already. I don't think I can stand wandering around looking for them.
Me neither.
I bet they've been inside all this time, nice and warm, while we've been stuck out here.
Well, if we can force the old man to make some cocoa, I'll forgive him.
You're dreaming. More likely he'll moan at having had to wait... Look. In the mouth of the alleyway. Sticking out from the snow, a hand.
Don't tell me.
He came back here, but didn't manage to get back in. Help me!
He's so old. He probably got this far and then just collapsed.
Well, if he did, you know there's no chance, don't you?
I know, but it's not him.
No. Just some poor old man who couldn't go any further. Oh, it's awful. A man has died and I'm feeling grateful.
What are you two doing just standing there?
Doctor!
Help me with Susan, would you? She's passed out.
Of course. Give it to me. You get the TARDIS open.
We're so relieved to see you. We thought...
Time for thinking later. Let's get inside the ship.
Coming! I'm sorry, whoever you were. An old man with a life lived. I bet there are those who will miss you. We helped some people today, but there are always some... History can be a cruel place to visit. Grandfather's working through some calculations.
Isn't he always? I'm just glad to be back inside. You know, I thought I'd never be warm again.
You and me both. And you're sure you're all right, Susan?
Of course. It was only a bit of hypothermia. A couple of pills soon sorted me out.
Pills for hypothermia? Whatever next?
If only it was so easy for the people back there.
I'm sorry. I wasn't meaning to make light of it.
Of course you weren't. Don't worry. I just... Travelling with you and the doctor can be a wonderful thing. And I love seeing places that I've only read about. But sometimes...
Sometimes it's hard.
But you are still happy to be with us, yes? You can't mean
you'd really want to go home.
Well,
I've done it. Yes, I've done it, as a great man once said. Eureka!
I'm sorry.
What have you done, Grandfather?
Discovered the solution, my dear. Discovered the answer. I was setting the controls and the whole notion simply popped into my head, fully formed.
Doctor, you're not being terribly clear. What answer have you found?
Why, the answer to getting you home, young lady. The answer to getting you home. I know how to return you to Earth.